Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Solomon. King Solomon is talking. And he says six words. Six words. And he's summing up everything. Now, King Solomon, if you remember, King Solomon was David's son. And he asked God to give him wisdom. And God gave him wisdom and gave him wisdom. And so he could walk on any level. All right, he could talk with anybody. There's nobody who couldn't, I mean, he couldn't hang with, all right? If you was wanted to talk history, he could talk history. You want to talk astrology, he could talk astrology. He can get into science. He can go on any level with anybody. He can talk with somebody down here, and he can talk with somebody up there. He was deep. He did everything and had everything. So he had everything. He had walked on every level, all right? He had power. He had fame. He had money. He had it all. He knew everything. He was on top of everything, all right? He'd been down as low as you can go. He dealt with the demons and all kind of stuff, and he dealt with angels. So he's done it all. And he sums up life, and he goes, he says, all right, let me sum everything up so that when you, so that y'all don't have to do it. In other words, he went through everything so we don't have to go through all everything he went through. And all we got to do is just follow what he said. And he summed life up in six words. He said, this is it. This is a sum of life. If you follow this, I don't care where you are in your life, if you follow this, you'll be okay. Your life will have meaning, it will have purpose, everything will be all right. All you gotta do is follow this. Summed it up in six words. All you gotta do is do this. This is what life, this brings meaning to life, this brings understanding to life, this makes your life have a purpose. All you gotta do is do these things. If you do this, I summed it all up, got it. Ecclesiastes. Fear God and keep his commandments. He summed it up. He said, fear God and keep his commandments. That's all you got to do. Sum it all up. He summed it all up. Now let me explain. Fear God and keep his commandments. Let me explain fear, first of all. When he's talking about fear, he's not talking about a Freddy Krueger fear. Okay? He ain't talking about, okay, oh, God coming to get me with a saw. Okay, all right. God doesn't do that kind of thing. Okay, God can intimidate. You know how people, they intimidate, go blow somebody up and shoot somebody, and then they say, you better listen to me, and they intimidate you to make you follow them. That's not the fear he's talking about. Okay. Well, let me back up just a little bit. This is a gold coin. Okay, gold coin. It has two sides. Let's use this as an example. Let's say this is God. Let's say this is God, okay? This ain't God, but let's say this is God, the gold coin. The gold coin has two sides. There are two sides of God. There's love and there's discipline. Two sides of God. Whenever you have God, whenever you want God, you get two sides of him. You don't get one side of him, you get two sides of him. You have full love, he's perfect love, and he's perfect discipline. There's both sides of God. And what God is wanting us, when he says fear God, he wants us to understand there's an understanding about his fear. Let me explain two sides. One is love, the other one is fear. The fear is not a fear, like I said, of intimidation, but it's a fear of total respect. It's a fear where you're saying, okay, I understand who you are and what you can do. All right? And I understand it and I see that and I recognize it. And even if I'm disobedient, I won't be defiant. There's two different things. For example, let me explain on the side of fear. I coach. I've been coaching. And I used to coach football. I coach track now. And you're dealing with kids. And remember, God's his father. And he knows we're children. And kids, you know kids. You can tell them, all right, I want you to go right. And what's going to happen? They're going to go left. All right? I want you to go left. They're going to go right. You know, I want you to go through that door. And they're going to go through the window. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, and they're kids. I mean, and even though you tell them, didn't I tell you, yes, why'd you go that way? I don't know. And so it's the same thing. And even and they're disobedient. You know, coaching, you tell the kid, don't do this, and they'll do it. But you don't get rid of them. You don't throw them away. They're disobedient. but you still work with them. They mess up, but you still keep them. You still deal with, you're still working with what you got. God doesn't have a problem with a disobedient child. A disobedient child who messes up here and does this and that, God doesn't have a problem with that. What God has a problem with is a defiant child. When you're defiant, and you say, hey, I don't care. I know which way to go. I know what to do, but I don't care. See, God gives us the power to be defiant. He gives you the heart to be defiant. I mean, he'll give you a heart, but you choose. You get to choose with your heart if you want to be defiant. And if you choose to be defiant, God has a problem with that. And I don't know if you know it or not. Read through the Bible. Everybody ain't going to heaven. You don't go to heaven any way you want to. That's the discipline part of God. You don't just get into heaven and say, God, I come any way I want to. I act like a fool down here and tell you off, and then I walk into heaven. I don't think so. You got to understand, that side of God, and God ain't intimidating you. He ain't running around and cutting off people's heads or nothing like that. God loves you. But God will say, no, you ain't coming in. Because if you got a defiant heart, you're going to meet my wrath. I am a judge. And if you're not afraid of that, that's cool. But you're going to meet it. You better understand that's part of me. Everybody don't get to heaven acting any way they want to. And so when it says fear God on this side of discipline, I mean, he understands you're disobedient. He'll get on your case and all that, and he'll correct you, and he'll discipline you. But if you're defiant, and you come at God and let God, I can do what I want to do. I can act any way I want to act. And don't have to repent, don't have to talk. I just do what I want. You don't understand God. And you're missing this side of God. There's the other side of God. He's all love. He's perfect love. And that perfect love has respect. It has honor. And you're in full honor and your full respect to God. Case in point, I love my dad. I know not many were raised with a father or didn't have a great father. I had a great father. He's my hero. Great father. Love my dad. I don't want him. And I know how much he loves me. It's not a doubt. I know. I know what he put into me. I know what he sacrificed for me. I know what my dad did. I love him so much. I fear him. In other words, I respect him. I don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't want to make him look bad. I don't want to embarrass him. If I'm doing something that's not quite right, and he says, man, you know what? Listen to me, son. Would you not do that? I would listen to him. Now, I might not listen to you. You come to me and say, man, you stop doing that. Shut up. But my dad, I love him that much. Because he's been perfect love to me. He's proven himself over and over and over again. I don't even want to. And so I fear just making him upset. I fear making him. But it's out of respect. Do you get the part about fear? God is perfect love. He loves us so much. God, I don't want to mess you up. I don't want to make you mad. If you say something to me, I'll get it straight. I'll start to work on it. I'll listen to what you say. I got honored. When Solomon's talking about fearing God, that's what he's talking about. He's saying, hey, I respect you, God. I understand you got the power to jerk. You got the keys to heaven and hell. You got the power. You're not flaunting them and saying, I'm a... I know who you are. And I'll never be defiant to you. And I'll never be disrespected to you. I fear God. If you fear God, your life will have meaning. It will make sense. It will have purpose. If you don't fear God, if you don't have any respect for him, your life will just go in a spiral down. Fear God and then let the other part. And keep his commandments. I love Jesus. He came, he said, My yoke is easy and my burden is light. What I like about Jesus, Jesus makes this thing simple. Living the Christian life is not hard. It's not hard. See, I don't know if you know it, you ain't got to come to church every day. You don't. And you ain't got to pray every day. Get on my knees. And I ain't got to, I mean, it's nice, it's good. I hear people say, man, I pray for 100 people every day. And that's good. But you ain't got to do it every day. God don't put a heavy yoke on you. You ain't got to go and beat yourself, and you ain't got to carry stuff, and you ain't got to do a whole lot of crazy stuff. It's simple. God said, keep it simple. He said, two commandments. I mean, you got the Ten Commandments. Jesus cut it down. He broke it down. Remember Jesus? Remember he broke it down in two commandments? Keep my commandments. He broke it all down and kept it simple. He said, love God and love people. He keeps it simple. Number one, love God.
First thing, in order to love somebody, you got to get to know them. I mean, God knows you. That's why he's in love with you. But do you know him? Well, the way to get to know somebody, number one, is y'all heard of Route 66? This is 66 books in the Bible. They call it Route 66 Routes. All right. You fall in love. That's why you got to read this. Read what? Just read something. The more you read this, the more you fall in love with him. He becomes first. You got to fall in love. Once you fall in love with him, he becomes first. Love God. Now, to love God, what that means is they got Winter Olympics now. In the Winter Olympics, they got podiums. How many podiums do they got? How many medals you got? You got three. You know where they are. Gold, silver, bronze. All right. When they three get up there and they stand up there on the podium, who's standing on number one? Gold. Number one. Number one. The other two, when they play the anthem, whose anthem are they playing? Do they play the other two? Nope. They only play one. There can only be one. God is the number one. When it says love God, what God is saying is, I am your number one. If you figure this out in life, you keep me number one. I am the only one on top. I know you got other things, but I'm number one. I'm on the podium. I'm first. Don't put your wife first. Don't put your husband first. Don't put your children first. Wait, man. You mean my man? You mean I can't put my daddy first? What if you come up in a family and dad's an atheist? Dad don't believe in God. And you're a child, and God talks to you. He begins to deal with you. He speaks to you. Who's first? God or dad? God wants to be number one. What if you married to somebody, and they want to be number one? And God said, nah, I want to be number one. I don't know if you know it or not, but there's only space for one person. God wants to be number one on the podium. It's real simple. God wants to be number one. Everything else, fear God, keep my commandment. What is the commandment? Number one, I want to be number one in your life. I don't want your mama number one. I don't want your daddy number one. I don't want your sister and brother. I don't want your husband, wife. Don't want your children. I don't want your job. I want to be number one. In other words, you come to me first, you talk to me first, you deal with me first. It all starts with me. Then we work it. Is he number one? If you get him number one, life makes sense. You're okay. There's meaning, there's purpose. If he's number anything else, fear God, keep his commandment. What's his commandment? Love God. Number two, and I'm finished. Love people. Love people. One of the things that kind of got me a little a little overwhelmed this past week, and God had to straighten me out.
And he had to remind me, Van, this is called a non-profit. Ministry is non-profit. Y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. You remember Jesus was being tempted by the devil? And one of the temptations, devil took him and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, all the power, all the riches, all the glory, and said, you can get this. I will give it to you. And remember, it can't be a temptation if it ain't real, if it ain't legit. If the devil couldn't have gave it to him, it couldn't have been a temptation. Okay, for instance, if I come up to you and I say, Noel, I'm going to give you $1 million if you go do this, you'll look at me like stupid because I ain't got no million dollars. That ain't a temptation. So it was real. And Jesus says, long story short, no. No. I give up everything. I give up everything. I give up everything. People mean more than things. People mean love people. People mean more than things. Y'all ever played Monopoly? Y'all remember Monopoly? Yeah. Old people remember Monopoly. Okay, Jimmy, you remember Monopoly. You don't remember Monopoly? Come on, Jimmy. That's all we had, Monopoly. We ain't had no video game. We had Monopoly. Play that board, pass, go to jail. You know, that's, all right? And the whole thing about Monopoly is you get property, you get money, possessions. And when you get it all, you won. It's about getting. In this life, what God is talking about, non-profit. See, at the end of the year, you're not supposed to get nothing. At the end of your life, you're supposed to give it away. It ain't keeping, it's giving. Remember Jesus? What did Jesus do? Did he leave here with anything? Now, he was perfect. He didn't do anything. Did he leave here with anything? He gave it all away. And that was when I was struggling because, man, you know, could people pull on you? And I'm like, God, I'm constantly giving. And I want to get. And God said, no, this is non-profit. At the end of the year, you ain't supposed to have nothing. Use your common sense. I ain't done that. But you give. You give. You give. Well, I want somebody to help me. I want somebody to pat me on the back. I want somebody to hug me. I want somebody to give. Shut up, man. Give. This is non-profit. It ain't about you getting. It's about you giving. Love God. God will make you number. Love people. Love people more than things. Love people more than things. Jesus gave his whole life is nothing but giving. Nothing but giving. That's what he wants us to do. Give. Can you give your time? Can you give your money? Can you give your energy? Can you give your insight? Can you give what you got? Give. Give. Satan came to Jesus and said, do you want to give? He said, nope. It's not a problem. Give. At the end of the year, it ain't how much I got, it's how much I gave. Solomon summed it all up. This will make life have a meaning. This will make life have a purpose. Fear God. Keep his commandments. Love God. Love people. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for teaching me, Father. Thank you for dealing with me. Thank you for being with me, Father. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for the people that are here. Bless them, Father. Teach us how to love you. Teach us how to walk with you. Father, bless each person here today. Be with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Have a good day.